This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer. So life with kids and pets is amazing, and it can add that extra fun and craziness to family life. It also helps us teach our kids great lessons about caring for others, so empathy as well as responsibility. And our first question is about just this. Now, as you probably know, as I shared in last week's episode, we got a rescue puppy for our family, much to my husband's chagrin. It was enough that he agreed to another dog, but a puppy was not on his agenda. Now, if you're wondering how Miss Bambi is doing, and if you're not, you can skip ahead, but she's growing so fast, of course. She had her first vet appointment, well, with us. She had one with the rescue agency, but this was the first one with us, and it's her second set of shots. So one more set of shots, we can take her out more and not have to carry her around when we do, because she's getting really heavy. So after that third set, she'll be fully protected. And we're working on some things like potty training, and I've had to get really diligent with her because she was having too many accidents inside, but I'm on it. We've been doing really well for the last couple of days. She was also getting a little aggressive with my daughter, so we're also working on that too, because she needs to know that all the people in this house are alpha to her, especially because she's going to be big. She's going to be bigger than the kids soon. Now, I posted some pics, and I'll continue to do so on my Instagram account, so if you want to see Miss Bambi, you can follow me at IronMom2020. So today's questions are about helping a toddler be gentle with a family pet. The second question is about helping a toddler with strong emotions. So Sarah wrote in, "Dear Erin, first I would like to thank you for your fantastic podcast. I only recently discovered it and have devoured all of the archives." Wow, that's a lot of archives. "I have followed positive discipline since my daughter was an infant when my friend gifted me with Jane Nelson's books and have found it extremely helpful." I love that because my classes are all built, the discipline classes are built around Jane Nelson's books and her philosophy, as well as the psychologist that her work is based on. along with Mary Sheedy Kersinka's, hope I'm saying that name right, her book, Raising Your Spirited Child. My question is about how to teach our daughter, now 3 and a half, empathy and gentleness with our cat. Our daughter loves the cat and can be very gentle with her when she wants. She seems genuinely fond of the cat and will tell everyone about her cat. However, the past few months, she has started behaving aggressively at times towards the cat. She will sometimes kick, hit, or pinch her and pull her fur or tail. She will also try to pick her up, which is of course awkward and painful for the cat. Our cat is 17 years old and very fragile. Our daughter knows she is to be gentle with the cat and that she is not supposed to pick her up, and will even talk about it at times, saying it's not nice to hit, for example. She is not an overly aggressive child. Of course, she has moments when her emotions overwhelm her, but overall, she is good about taking breaks and using her emotion language. She doesn't show aggression to other kids or have problems at daycare, although she will sometimes hit or kick me when very upset. We have tried setting strong boundaries, separating her from the cat, telling her it's not okay to hurt her, talking about how she needs to be gentle. We physically intervene each time we see something, separating her from the cat and addressing the behavior once our daughter is calm and can listen. We also try to praise her each time she's gentle. That was a gentle touch. Do you see how much she likes that? She's purring. We know she understands, but the behavior continues. We recently tried to change tactics and give attention to the cat. First, are you okay? Did that hurt? And then talk to our daughter about how the cat is scared of her and she can't be near her until we can trust her. We hope that would deter the behavior because she wouldn't like the cat getting more attention from us and she wouldn't want her to be afraid of her. We try to keep a close eye on them, but completely separating the cat from our daughter isn't very easy because the cat likes to be with people. Incidentally, our cat is extremely mild-tempered and has never scratched or bitten our daughter, and has hissed at her only a handful of times since she was born. I know that sometimes the behavior is due to wanting our attention. She tends to be more aggressive when we're busy talking with another adult, making dinner, getting ready for work, etc. But sometimes it truly seems out of the blue and she'll do something when we've been home and playing together. She is the only child and we wonder if it's similar to sibling rivalry, but we do try to give her, our daughter, a lot of attention and teach empathy. She is sweet and a loving child, but very intense, persistent, and perceptive, and always wants our attention. We've tried what we know to do, but worry that this behavior is really persisting. We want our daughter to be gentle and empathetic and for our cat to be safe. We're just at a loss as what to do from here and appreciate your thoughts. Thanks so much, Sarah. So first of all, Sarah is doing a lot of great stuff here and seems to really understand what's going on, including the motivation behind the behavior. So I'm going to give a quick background about what 3 is and where she is. So at 3, empathy is just starting to develop. So there will be lots of coaching and it will get better, especially now that at 3.5 to 4, she will really start to pick it up, to pick up the empathy. That's really going to start to kick in much bigger now that she's getting a little bit older. But just understand that she's not hurting the cat on purpose. Now, this doesn't mean it's okay, but just to understand, it's not intentional. The behavior is intentional, and it is likely attention-seeking, but she's not aware that she's actually physically hurting the cat or that she potentially could be hurting the cat when she does this. It's just her trying to get the attention, and so she's using this as her method. So here are some additional things you can do. So during or just after an incident, and you're doing a lot of this already, I love that you moved over to giving attention to the cat first. This is exactly what I advise parents to do when their child who's engaging in this behavior with another child is hurting another child. So the same thing would go here. Give attention to the one who is hurt or potentially hurt first. This tends to send a pretty strong message. She's not getting attention for the behavior, right? The attention is going elsewhere. So she's getting ignored and the attention is going elsewhere. So it's not getting her what she wants in that moment. Her intended purpose was for attention. It's giving attention to the cat in this instance instead. So this is a really good tool. Keep doing that. So I'll cover several new tips about how to help this relationship between the cat and the daughter right after a word from our sponsor, ButcherBox. So January is here, and that means the big game is just around the corner. Now, whether you love football or not, if you're like me, you still love an excuse to throw a party. I love throwing parties with lots of families for bigger occasions or just a small gathering with a couple of our closest friends, to a girls' night in when my husband is traveling for work or out with his friends. And wings are always a great go-to snack. Right now, ButcherBox is offering free wings for life when you sign up now. I love my ButcherBox deliveries. I can custom order the meats of my choices that my family loves. I get 9 to 11 pounds of high-quality meat right to my door, such as 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and sugar and nitrate-free bacon. Their salmon has made fish lovers out of my kids. The salmon is so fresh and a beautiful dark color. Last week, I made a teriyaki vinaigrette salmon with 5 minutes of prep and 10 minutes of cooking. Even my son, who doesn't usually like meat, devoured it and asked when I can make it again. We are such a busy family, so dinner times can leave us with very little time to prep. So I love that I can easily prepare and offer such healthy, fresh meals to my family. Right now, you can get free wings for life plus $20 off your first box. That's 3 pounds of wings in every box for the life of your subscription plus $20 off your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/parenting or use promo code parenting at the checkout. That's butcherbox.com/parenting or use promo code parenting at the checkout. Now that we're back after the break, I'm going to get to some more tips about helping a toddler learn to be more gentle and connected to a family pet. Hey, Parenting Beyond Discipline listeners. Ready to create a home that fosters love, warmth, and style? Look no further than Home Threads, your partner in crafting a nurturing environment. At HomeThreads.com, explore a thoughtfully curated collection of furniture designed for families who believe in positive parenting. From cozy reading nooks to durable playroom essentials, our pieces are crafted to enhance your parenting journey. Home Threads has an incredible selection of furniture, decor, and accessories like throw pillows, blankets to snuggle under for family movie nights or reading time that helps you create the warm, cozy home that is the foundation for happy family memories. I love all the great pieces I've gotten from Home Threads to finish the look in my home. Gorgeous yet durable and cozy accent throw pillows, blankets, and some really cute wall decor. I have an ocean theme throughout my downstairs, so I got a couple of really great wall pieces to finish that look, and some picture frames for the family photos. Visit HomeThreads.com/parenting today and get a code for 15% off your order. That's HomeThreads.com/parenting to get your code for 15% off your order, because great parenting deserves a great home. Home Threads. Love where you live. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge, but finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. Then, and you say you're trying to do this, but I want you to get really intentional about this. You want to separate them. I know it's hard, but you want to do whatever you can to separate her from the cat. She's showing she's not making good choices in that moment, so she needs to lose access to the cat. Now, you can let the cat roam and have your daughter go to an enclosed area behind a toddler gate if that's an option. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. You can, of course, also have the cat go into a location where he or she is safe from your daughter for a bit, into a room on top of a kitty condo. If you have one of those, you could place her up there yourself, which keeps her out of the range of where your daughter can get to her, that kind of thing. 20 minutes should be plenty. Then you can set a consequence beyond access to the cat. Now that's especially if you are removing the cat from your daughter, not your daughter from the cat, or your daughter out of the room. I know I talk a lot about limiting consequences because they are a more negative way of teaching, but in instances of aggression, we need to do everything we can to let our children know that this kind of behavior is just unacceptable. Not in a punitive, angry kind of way, but just really setting a strong boundary that this aggressive behavior, for any reason, is just not okay, especially when it's like an attention-seeking thing. Sometimes they lose their cool and that's what they go to, and they really need some more help with that. But to do that, to get attention, we want to help her find a different way to get attention. So that's another thing you're going to work on. You're going to work on her coming to you to find a way to get attention in a positive way. So that's another piece of that. But let's get back to this instance and what's happening right in that moment. So if you're putting your daughter into a location where she is separated and she needs to play in a separate location from the cat and from the family, then that's enough of a consequence because she is the one who's then getting isolated and getting the kind of attention pulled away from her. If the cat is the one getting separated because that's the only thing you can do, and you want to add a second consequence that you feel will speak to her, that will really get her attention. Now, it's hard to make this one super related if you're pulling the cat away, putting the cat into a room. But if you let her know ahead of time, if I see you hurting the cat again, I will need to give you a consequence. We've talked about it many times, and I cannot allow you to hurt the kitty anymore. So if this happens again, and then this is if you would put her by herself. You would need to go play by yourself in the hallway for 15 minutes and give kitty a space to feel safe. If you're going to put another consequence out, taking something away, taking a toy away, a privilege away, that type of thing, you could put that in there too. Now, when my kids were really little, we did have exactly this. It was a hallway with a baby gate. I had it so that I could just put one of them in there when they were getting aggressive with each other or grabbing the dog's tail or what have you, or they made a mess I needed to clean up. It was a place to separate sometimes all of them from me and cleaning up the mess, or sometimes from each other or from the pets if they were hurting the pets, to keep everyone safe. So a few times I used it like when a glass got broken and I needed to clean it up. So it's always a good idea to have a place like this when you can. So in an emergency type situation, you have a place to kind of corral the kids, because we can't always be on top of everyone all the time. So you know, someone was grabbing the dog's tail and I'm trying to go to the bathroom or finish dinner. You went in the hallway for a few minutes and they don't like that. They do not like that at all. It's not a punishment per se. It's not done in a punitive manner with a punitive tone. It's just, I can see that you're struggling to make a good choice right now. I need your brother or the dog or whoever to feel safe. So I need you to play in the hallway for a few minutes while I finish dinner, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes. Then you can bring her back out and have a chat about it. You can help her learn how to make a proper apology. This is also where you could talk about making a better choice the next time. If she wants attention, come to you, ask for her to help to play, ask if she can help with dinner, all kinds of other options on what she can do besides going after the cat. So you can work on that in this coaching session as well. But when we talk about apologies, if you want her to make a proper apology, you don't want to force an apology. You just want to suggest it. Now, remember, at this age, empathy is just coming on board. So children this age are not always great at making an apology or wanting to make an apology. They may not get it. Try not to get angry about that. Get upset. It's a process. They're learning. But when we force apologies, unfortunately, it works against creating empathy, because then they just feel resentment about having to do an apology when they don't really feel upset about it. So you want to work through any emotions that she's feeling about getting separated, and then help her to understand, or work towards helping her understand, that she hurt the kitty. Help her make amends towards the kitty if she's open to that. If she's not, you can just explain why it's a good idea and then keep working on it the next time. So when it comes to a proper apology, if she's open and ready and feels bad about what she did, you're going to suggest the apology. You really hurt kitty. It would be nice if you would let her know you're sorry. Now, a proper apology has three pieces. We're going to let the other person or animal know that we understand that we hurt them. We're going to make amends. Now, what that means is we're going to make it up to them somehow. Now, in most cases, an I'm sorry is enough, right? So especially in this case, like the cat will be fine. The cat will move on. But just an I'm sorry, this helps your daughter learn how to make a proper apology. Then we also let the other person know that we're going to do better. So helping your daughter get to a place of saying something like, and this may not happen the first time. Again, it may take some coaching to get her to that place. Like 2, 3, 4 times, you're going to keep working on it, helping her get to that place where she starts to build that empathy and understands. But getting her to a place where she says something like, I'm really sorry I hurt you. I'm going to work hard to be gentle now. And then giving Kitty some gentle pets. Now, if all she wants to do is give Kitty some gentle pets, that's okay. Whatever you can get her to, whatever you can help her get to, is the step that she's ready for at that time. And that's okay. We're just going to work towards it. After several times of this, you should start to see some really big improvements. If she's getting separated out, if she needs to go play by herself, you give her toys, of course. You're not going to put her there and say, you need to think about what you did. Nothing like that, because we can't make anyone think about what they did, right? And she's probably not going to really think about it. But it's the coaching afterwards, coaching her through it, coaching her through the empathy, coaching her through the apology. That's how it's going to start to build. And after she has been in there playing by herself and realizes, I don't really like this, I'm going to do better, this is where all of this is going to start to come in and make some changes relatively quickly. Now, the other suggestion I have to help facilitate a stronger bond would be to have your daughter feed the kitty. Now, and she'll probably need your help with this task. But if that's something that she can do, or you can coach her and help her in doing for the kitty, that will help her feel more responsibility towards the cat as well and in caring for her. Now, I'm not sure if your cat is at all interested in playing much anymore, but if so, having your daughter pick out a toy at the store, maybe a catnip toy might be the most interesting for an older cat, might still be interested in some catnip. It always smells good and they're always interested, and then they get kind of silly when they play with those. Have her give it to the kitty. And then if she can play with it with the kitty, like roll it across the floor, if it's a catnip ball, something like that, help her get a little more connected, a little more involved with the kitty. Lastly, reading some books about caring for our pets. There's some good books out there. I want to keep these first few cat related because it makes it a little more, be able to tie it in a little bit better. So there's one out there called I Don't Know What to Name My Cat, and that's a cute one. Then there's Cookies Week, and now Cookie is a kitty who causes trouble, but again, trying to keep it cat-centric, it's a cute story. Also, the Carl the Dog books, which I've mentioned before, which is why I ended up with a little Rottweiler puppy. It's about a dog who cares for the baby and the family, but it's a good example of how pets help their owners. Now, most pets don't help their owners to that degree, but you could talk about how your cat helps your family. It could open up that dialogue. Now, in most cases, it's really just about companionship and love and affection and attention from our pets, but it helps open up that conversation about why we have pets and what they bring to our family. Also, another one along that same line is Can I Be Your Dog? And that's about a dog who's looking for a family and how we take care of pets. But you can do a search and see what resonates with you. Now, unfortunately, I don't have time to get to the next question today because that one is pretty involved as well. And I realize I spent more time on this question than I initially intended, but I wanted to really get into the details and make sure that I covered it pretty in depth and covered all of my bases on this question. So I took a little more time than I intended. So we'll get to the next question next week on helping a toddler with those big emotions. Also, remember, I will be participating in the Peaceful Parenting Summit, which is completely free and online. 25 plus highly accomplished, highly respected experts who will offer different practical tools and strategies to help create a loving connection with your child. So to sign up for that, remember to go to our Facebook page. This is the easiest way. Go to our Facebook page, Your Village Facebook page, and it's pinned right to the top. You can click on that to go to the link to sign up for the Peaceful Parenting Summit completely free. I also have a bit.ly address, which is http://bit.ly/B as in boy, P as in parent, dash Erin. So you could do that as well. But I think the Facebook page is the easier way to do that. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.